Protect our land! Protect our land!
The Arucha Gakhmut Native Council, or ONC, held their first public demonstration against the proposed Donlin gold mine. The large gold mine would be built in a region where many residents practice subsistence, and it's located on a tributary north of Crooked Creek, which is on the Middle Kuskokwim River.
Subsistence way of life is too important, and the Kuskokwim River provides us with food, and the Donald Gold Mine is not the place to have it here on the Kuskokwim.
That's Ivan Waska, an elder who marched with ONC against Donlin. He joined 30 other marchers from the tribe and Bethel community who want to protect the fish from what they say are the dangerous impacts of the proposed gold mine. ONC is the first tribal governing body to march against the project in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The Chilista Corporation and the Kuskokwim Corporation, or TKC, have come out in support of the mine. Chilista owns the subsurface rights to the land where the mine would be built, while TKC owns the surface rights. ONC has voiced concerns through public comment for the mine for a couple of years, but plans to protest fell by the wayside with the death of its natural resource development director, Greg Rozitska, last year. Peter Yvonne is ONC's executive director, and he says the mine's possible risks outweigh any potential benefits.
This thing's getting pretty far down the road already. Obviously, jobs are important for the region, and I think there's a risk that we should take of any kind. In my mind, a short-term positive.
The proposed mine would increase barge traffic on the Kuskokwim River, which is the source of the YK Delta's subsistence activities. Salmon and smelt, a smaller fish that comes in the late spring, could be significantly impacted as well by all that traffic. Other concerns include the impact on water quality and possible air pollution from mercury released from rocks during mining operations. But Donlin has touted the job growth it could bring to the region and has held multiple public hearings on the project as it goes through the permitting process. Donlin spokesman Kurt Parkin says the company has worked very closely with Chilista and TKC to develop the mine responsibly. But individual tribes may not agree with the positions of those corporations. And Parkin says that's expected.
That's a tough question to answer because I think that it's not possible to get unanimous support on any subject in favor of something or against something.
Walter Jim is the president of ONC's board. He didn't attend the march, but he says that his tribe's responsibility is to protect its lifestyle from any threats, even if that threat could bring some economic relief.
With me, my belief is that every tribe's priority responsibility is to protect their tribe. And part of those protections is the subsistence way of life, and we see the development of Donlin as a threat to the subsistence of our river.
Jim says they are reaching out to other tribes along the Kuskokwim to join in the fight against Donlin. He says there will be more demonstrations down the road, but when those will be is unclear. Meanwhile, Donlin is plugging through the permits it needs to start the mine. The company says it expects to get most of its major federal and state permits out of the way this year. The Army Corps of Engineers is expected to roll out its joint record of decision on the project in mid-August. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.